I mean, we're delighted to see him back on the pitch. Played 35 minutes on Tuesday night. I think that was always the kind of process to look for. Try and get him back a few minutes until we can, you know, call upon him, albeit for short minutes on a match day. It's I think the key to this is to try and integrate him back with as many match day minutes as possible. I mean, he's not going to come back and play 90 minutes. He's not ready. He's been out for too long for that. But if we can see him pretty soon in the match day squad, that'd be great. He done all right on Tuesday. You know, he's trained on and off for the last 2 weeks, and it was the right time to play him against Northampton.
I saw him in the car park a few weeks back with two brand new pairs of boots and a big smile on his face. So there was always the feeling that he was going to come back. But it's taken such careful management, and it's going to have to take that sort of management going forward.
Well, there'll be a new style of boots. They were probably 14 months old. He probably got them when he first got injured. But no, I mean, listen, Barry wants to be a footballer, you know. He's worked so hard on this. So, you know, we have as well. We've been very patient on it. You know, the physios who have looked after him as well, the specialist as well. It's been a complex injury. The key now is that, you know, this smile that he's got on his face, we need to keep it on his face. The only reason to do that is to manage his minutes in training and manage his minutes on the pitch. Because, you know, we want to get something, you know, we want to see a return. And Barry wants to give a return on the investment that we've paid him.
Brad Halliday, in retrospect, would you rather not have played him at Luton, given the fact that he's been struggling since?
No, he was right to play. Absolutely right to play. He was given the green light and you know, played, and I thought he played very well against Luton. Very well, considering he'd not had a lot of training minutes. I think the key for all this is that when I speak about training minutes, that doesn't mean that the players don't go through a process of being fit to be selected. You know, he'd gone through that all week. You know, he'd worked with the physios all week, Monday to Friday, which enabled me to call upon him. The problem with that particular game is that he got another kick on the knee, and it was a separate type of kick, but the same problem that reoccurred. So, unfortunately for Brad, you know, he missed last week and he's going to be missing numerous weeks going forward.
What about Greg Taylor? Still a way off, or is he improving?
No, he's improving. Again, you know, this is something that I think when you've been on the back of a long injury like Greg was with his ankle problem, you know, he started the season really well in good form. And then, he something's caught up with him, you know, in terms of the injury, the groin injury, that might be the fact that he's missed a lot of minutes through his ankle. But to go and miss 6 weeks is, you know, it's something that he wasn't expecting, and nor was we. And that's the problem that I've got now, because, you know, with Greg and with Brad Halliday in particular, and the injury that we've had with Leon Davis, it's, you know, it kind of hinders your options a little bit.